Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have service animals, and I like the idea of service animals. You find comfort having your puppy, having your kitty cat. I don't get tarantula. Your service animal is a tarantula, not buying that one. But I understand how being away from your pet could be anxiety-producing. I get it. Now, I love my pets. My pets are like my kids. Sometimes I love my pets even more than my kids, honestly, because, you know, they don't backtalk. And believe it or not, they with the urine on the ground and them missing the toilet seat, sometimes I have less with the pets. Now, I love my kids. But, interestingly, you could get yourself in trouble with some of these, and you might want to really review planes and their rules, because we're being told that a woman was one of three people kicked off of a Southwest Airlines flight over a puppy on board. And I think all that was happening was they were petting the puppy. This is being reported by Insider. There was an incident involving a dog on a Southwest Airlines flight that resulted in three people, at least, getting kicked off the plane. TikToker Sarah Price posted five videos about the flight. She said she and her husband were on board. Price said a passenger was kicked off the flight because she was petting her own dog. In one of the follow-up videos, she said she and her husband were then both asked to leave the flight. Now, I don't know much about what happened, but the first video shows a woman sporting an Oregon State Beaver sweatshirt, removing her bags from the plane's overhead compartment and heading for the exit. And then there was a text saying Southwest Airlines kicks lady off flight for petting her puppy. And puppy is an actual dog, okay? The video was watched millions of times. You hear the puppy whining a little. The flight attendant boarding, everybody walked up to her and said, if your dog doesn't be quiet, you may not be able to fly. Now, she put the carrier on her lap, continued to pet the dog. The flight attendant allegedly approached the dog owner and asked her to zip up the carrier and stow it under the seat. Now, I get it. When I brought an animal, because I had to travel with an animal, not that they weren't a service animal, we just had new kittens, and we had to go to a wedding across the country, so I took the cats with me. You did have to put the carrier under the seat. You cannot have things on your lap with takeoff. Those are FAA rules. But my cats did not like being on the ground. They did not like the vibration, and they wanted to be held. So as soon as I was able to, as soon as we got up and down, I immediately put them on my lap once we were allowed to. But you can hear a dog owner refusing assistance from a flight attendant. Because I think the flight attendant wanted to remove the dog, or I don't know. So she said, I'm not going to have you touch a thing of mine. You are rude. You are a mean person. I will never fly Southwest again. So you can hear people consoling her in the background. They didn't take the dog out. She was only petting it. So you saw support by the other flight passengers. But then eventually you hear that the passenger was kicked off for not complying with the airline's policy of keeping kennels closed. So, you know, on one end, all she was doing was petting a puppy. On the other end, there are rules in place, because if you have, I don't know, a Rottweiler, and that Rottweiler is on a plane, and that Rottweiler can freak out on a plane and bite other people, they have to be contained. And so, I see both sides, but apparently this flight was scheduled to depart from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and I'm not sure what the destination city was, but apparently a few people got kicked off, probably because they stood up and they argued for this woman's case. So here's the thing. When I see somebody with a pet, I love pets. I'm comfortable with it. But we do have to have an honest conversation. There are individuals who are allergic to pets, and you don't get to pick your seat oftentimes. So Southwest, you can't pick a seat. You board where you can board. And if there's only a few seats left and the flight attendant says, sit here, and you're allergic to cat, allergic to dog, that's a problem for you. So if they need a service animal, these airlines have to, on top of everything else, you know, with safety and all that, making sure nobody's in the jump seat trying to down a plane, they have to, on top of that, also make sure that your service animal isn't a nuisance to other people. Now, I've met most people's service animals. They are amazing, especially the ones that are trained, you know, to be a service animal. They're fantastic. But you have a lot of people getting notes from their doctor saying that their pet Fido is a service animal or a comfort animal. And these animals may be unpredictable on a plane. Oh, and if when somebody, you know, you can have the nicest pet, they've not used to flying tens of thousands of feet above the air in the sky. They're not used to that. They know something's not right. They also don't like confined spaces. They don't want to be looking at your ankles the whole time. They don't want to be around all these other strangers. And they don't want to be served peanuts. So if you do have a comfort animal or service animal, you need to make sure you read the fine print. Because if there is an issue and you need to console your dog and you have to violate any of the FAA standards that they have in terms of opening up a carrier or whatever, you could get kicked off a plane. Flight attendants now have a lot of power because of all the BS they went through during COVID. Although I think a lot of us passengers went through BS with the masks because it was hard to breathe. I took a flight where I could not breathe with my mask. The partial pressure of oxygen changed. My lungs were different from previous COVID. I didn't feel like I was getting oxygen, so I pretended to drink water the whole time so I could try and breathe. That was difficult. So when somebody tells me they can't breathe with a mask, I believe them. When somebody says I can't breathe, you believe them. But in this particular case, you know, if you don't know the rules, you could sadly get kicked off a plane. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, to rainbow or not to rainbow? That is the question. And one of the biggest debates now hitting schools, amid their failing math scores, amid their failing reading scores, amid everything going on, is should they have pride flags on their campus or should they not have pride flags on their campus? And this is something that you would have never thought. I mean, with everything going on right now in the world, who would have thought? But it's a pretty controversial issue. Apparently in California, there are two school boards pushing to ban pride flags at school. The Temecula Valley Unified School District enforced a ban on non-government and military flags. They're saying with a strong focus on suppressing pride flag displays. This is being reported by the Net Worth of. And I don't know if I have the other school district. Right now, it's the Temecula Valley Unified School District. And so, in Sunol, Glen Unified, a meeting resulted in a narrow vote permitting only the U.S. and California flags to be displayed. One board member argued for the ban, got into a shouting match with the school superintendent, who called the decision disheartening and argued that she felt disrespected. One board member admitted she voted for the pride flag ban due to fears of a lawsuit that could bring the school down. So here's the thing when it comes to the rainbow. Listen, when I was growing up in the 80s, there were rainbows and unicorns, and we were putting rainbow stickers and all that, and I think the rainbow is beautiful. It has now been used as a sign of those for pride and those associated with the LGBTQAI plus community, but also for activism. And so I'm mixed on this because having family members, having students, having patients who were in the spectrum that never felt safe, never felt they could be included, were always being called slurs. If they see the flag, they feel there's a safe zone. They feel that they're not going to be beat up for who they are. And it's horrible how this country treated homosexuals and people who didn't fit the heterosexual norm. On the flip side, when it comes to flags, you know, we don't necessarily have heterosexual flags. We don't have other pride flags. If we're going to have gay pride flags, should we also allow Latino pride? Should we allow Jewish pride, the Israeli flag, Palestinian pride? So the next question people have is, you could be very pro-LGBTQAI+, but if you're going to allow one flag, you need to allow them all. That would also include white pride. And that could get very sticky. And so if somebody is wanting to be proud of their ethnic roots, their demographic, who they are, I mean, look at how some people may have relatives from the Confederacy. They might not be pro-slavery, but they had family members that died in the Civil War. They may want the Confederate flag. And so now this starts to open up a lot of liability and a lot of division. And so I don't know what the answer is. You know, there was a student who had, I guess, American flags on his truck in the school parking lot, and he was asked to take them down. And I think one of the arguments one of the other kids had is, but there's a pride flag out there. So you can't have an American flag, but you can have a pride flag. If we are going to have a flag, you know, then it's going to be, you know, non-traditional American flag. All schools have American flags. And then they bring the flags down to half staff when there's killings hardship going on, and they use the flag as a beacon and as a communication. There's also going to be a state flag. But if there's a pride flag, is there going to be a push, you know, for a non-LGBTQAI plus community flag? And so, you know, I'm mixed, you know, because I've seen so many people suffer and feel like they can't be open, they can't talk about it, and, you know, our mental health crises are still there. We still have huge mental health crises, but at least we don't have as much of a population that felt suppressed and unable to be and talk about who they are. and get beat up for who they are. There's still, trust me, there's still bigotry. I mean, look at what's going on with the anti-Semitism. I mean, I knew there was anti-Semitism out there, but I didn't think that people would be so open about it. Wow. So there's still bigotry. There's still anti-Semitism. There's still racism. It's horrible to see that. And it's got to stop. And so when somebody sees a pride flag, they feel like in the safe zone. But if it's going to stir up, then the request to have, there's a lot of people right now that have pride in being Jewish with all the anti-Semitism. You know, and they stand with the victims and they stand with the hostages. They want the hostages free. And they will put up an Israeli flag. Not because of the war on Gaza, but they'll put up an Israeli flag to, you know, solidify what happened to Israel was wrong, was harmful, was hurtful. Terrorism has to stop. Hamas should not be leading the Palestinians. The Palestinians need safety too. They don't need to be in harm's way because Hamas starts a terror attack and starts killing and beheaded babies and innocent people just to draw fire to their side. That is a... So if somebody puts up the Israeli flag, are they going to be asked to take it down? If somebody puts up the Palestinian flag, are they going to be asked to put it down? Take it down. So there's going to be a lot of discussions on flags. There's going to be, and the one thing I kind of am concerned about is when the fights and the chaos start to circulate, things that start getting political, it actually hurts the individuals they're trying to help. The average person who has relationships, whether it be heterosexual, homosexual, fluid, they want privacy. Who I sleep with is my own business. Who you sleep with is your own business. Most of my gay friends say they don't want people talking about what they do. Let that, whatever they do in their bedrooms is what they do. However they identify is how they identify. As I said, the average transgender individual doesn't want the whole world knowing they're transitioning. They just want to wake up one day and walk into a restaurant and their address is Miss. Because they are now looked upon as a woman. That's what they want. Privacy. They don't want everybody knowing that they went through the whole transitioning and taxpayers had to pay and this had to be... You know, the average transgender doesn't want that. They don't want to steal gold medals from other people. They want privacy. But we've changed this into being, you know, a lot more open. And we did this because of all the bigotry that happened and the abuse that people took. But at some point, we're going to have to go back to whatever you do in the bedroom is you. Unless, of course, it is assault or includes kids. No, we're not going to tolerate that. But what you do, who you choose to sleep with, is you. And so pride isn't supposed to be about sex. But it's, you know, if it's not supposed to be about activism, because we aren't putting up political flags, and they say, no, it's about who I choose to be with. We also don't want to see who heterosexuals choose to be with. We don't want, you know, do we want flags for that as well? You know, does our sexual orientation, you know, need to be at school in terms of a flag? So I see both sides. Now, the protection safety zone versus does everybody put up a flag? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israel's ground offensive in Gaza is moving forward. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the over 200 hostages held by Hamas. Reports are that those talks stalled. The FDA cautioning against the use of some popular over-the-counter eye drops. The drops are from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target, Up and Up, Velocity, Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The United Auto Workers strike has concluded after over 6 weeks, as the union has now reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's major automakers. Former President Trump seeking the endorsement of his former running mate, Mike Pence. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in a few hours, millions of kids are going to be running around the streets, zipping and screaming and happy, and just one of the happiest days of the year for them, that and Christmas, as they are going to be celebrating Halloween. They're going to go up to your neighbor and threaten them with trick or treat. And the neighbor's going to be like, don't be threatening me. I can whoop you a little bit. No, give the kid a treat. What's the trick? I'll do that. I'll let the kid be like, trick or treat. Like, oh, okay, I choose a trick. Huh? You said trick or treat. It's a choice, right? I guess. Yeah, I choose the trick. What are you going to do? I don't know. You got to be prepared. Okay, honestly, you're giving us a choice to say trick or treat. If I don't have a treat, I'm going to choose the trick. What are you going to do? You're going to throw eggs on my house? You're going to toilet paper my trees? I would really like to see the trick. Honestly, I am. I'm a lover interested in the tricks. That used to be funny where I grew up in the 80s and 90s where the next day you... It's not funny, but you would see all the toilet paper and all the eggs and you would see all the crap of the tricks. I think it's hilarious. So what are the origins of this? Each year I like to talk about this. The tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. People would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. According to History.com, in the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor All Saints. So All Saints Day was incorporated in some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before All Saints Day was All Hallows Eve. Later that becomes Halloween. Now Halloween is trick-or-treating, jack-o'-lanterns, candy, trick-or-drinking, parties, and it's fun. So the Halloween origins date back thousands of years to the Celts, who now is now part of Ireland, the UK, and northern France. And the day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter. I can't do spooky sounds. And a time of year that was associated, sadly, with human death. Celts believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. On the night of October 31st, they celebrate Samhain, which it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. Now, what did the ghosts do? Well, they caused trouble, they damaged crops, and... they did make it easier for the druids or the Celtic priests to make predictions about the future. So there was a positive to this because the priests could then pick up on all this sort of spirituality and convert it to something. So to commemorate the event, the druids built huge sacred bonfires. People would gather to burn crops and animals at sacrifices to the Celtic deities. During the celebrations, the Celts wore costumes, typically consisting of animal heads and skins, and then they attempted to tell each other's fortunes. After the celebration, although not a celebration for the animals that got killed, they relit the fires that they extinguished earlier that evening, and then they used that fire to protect them from the coming winter. Now, by AD 43, the Roman Empire had conquered the majority of Celtic territory. They ruled the Celtic lands for 400 years. So what they started to do was combine festivals of Roman origin with the Samhain. The first of these was called Feralia. Feralia, according to History.com, was a day in late October when the Romans traditionally commemorated the passing of the dead. The second was a day to honor Pomona, the Roman goddess of fruits and trees. The symbol of Pomona is the apple. And the incorporation of the celebration to Samhain explains why we probably have bobbing for apples. Which I think is ridiculous. I did not want to put my mouth on an apple that was slobbered on by a boy that was, you know, doing that before me. Anyway, All Saints Day, May 13th, 609 A.D. Pope Boniface IV dedicated the Pantheon in Rome in honor of all Christian martyrs, and the Catholic Feast of All Martyrs Day was established in the Western Church. Pope Gregory III later expanded the festival to include all saints as well as martyrs, changed the observance from May 13th to November 1st. By 9th century, the influence of Christianity had spread into Celtic lands. It blended with other older Celtic rites. And by 1000 AD, the church made November 2nd All Souls Day. It was a day to honor the dead. They say it's widely believed today that the church was attempting to replace the Celtic festival of the dead with a related church sanctioned holiday. Now, All Souls Day was celebrated similarly to Samhain with big bonfires, parades, dressing up as saints, angels, and devils. It was called All Hallows or All Hallowmas from Middle English, All Hallowmas, meaning All Saints Day. And then eventually it became known as Halloween. So when did it start in America? Well, we think It might have been celebrated in a very, very, you know, limited amount with colonial New England. But there were Protestant belief systems that weren't as open to that. You saw Halloween more common in Maryland and some of the southern colonies. And then eventually, the European ethnic groups and the American Indian customs meshed. And the first celebrations included play parties, which were public events held to celebrate the harvest. Neighbors would share stories of the dead, tell each other's fortunes, dance, and sing. Colonial festivities included telling of ghost stories and mischief-making of all kinds. By the 19th century, so the 1800s, you start to have these annual autumn festivals. But we still didn't technically have Halloween then. The second half of the 19th century saw a flood of new immigrants, especially after the Irish potato famine. The Irish, who know how to party, were able to popularize the celebration of Halloween nationally. So borrowing from European traditions, Americans then began to dress up in costumes, go house to house, asking for food or money. Now we do trick-or-treat because, you know, coming to my house for money, I'd be like, oh, hell no. Young women believed that they could divine the name or appearance of their future husband by doing little tricks with yarn, apple pairings, or mirrors. So you could flirt with somebody and then hopefully find yourself a mate. By the late 1800s, they started to make Halloween more about community, neighborly get-togethers, rather than ghost pranks and witchcraft. By the early 1900s, you saw a lot more Halloween parties. Games, foods, festive costumes. And then there was a movement to try to get rid of grotesque and frightening. Like, you know how some of your neighbors have severed dolls and fake blood in their front yard? They didn't want that. They in the early 1900s, they said, hell no. And it was supposed to be secular, but community-wide. And then eventually that started to come back. By the 1950s, I think they started to do things in classrooms. And so now here we have trick-or-treating, and it is a multi-billion dollar industry. We're being told Americans spend $6 billion annually on Halloween, making it the second largest commercial holiday to what? Christmas. Now, the movies. You thought the candy made money. Look at the movies. The Halloween franchise, there's all these movies and TV shows. People like it. And, you know, I don't necessarily watch a lot of those, but I do love getting into that spirit. The summer is always rough for me because it's hot, and I really love the holiday season. So to me, Halloween gets us all ready and psyched out for that. So I love watching some of the comedies. I don't like watching the scary stuff. I also like the idea of honoring those who pass. But when kids do trick-or-treats, they're not going to be... They want good candy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some public officials are sounding the alarm that less than 3% of eligible Americans got a booster COVID vaccine in September. I'm not shocked. The enthusiasm for vaccines completely went down the drain. After everything with the whole mandate and the rollout, I told you they would mess it up. And now people are anti-vaccine. We have more people anti-vaccine than we ever have because they screwed up mandating something that people did not want, did not understand, was not convincing in terms of being well-established and non-experimental. So here we are now where there's a new shot and only 3% of the population got it. On September 12th, the CDC recommended that everyone 6 months and older get an updated COVID-19 vaccine. And they had recommended that because they were worried about the winter coming and future COVID waves. For me, I got the booster last year. I skipped it this year. But the reason why I skipped it this year is because I got COVID in September. So I got COVID and I got better, thank God. And so my immune system already went through a boost. And to me, I think the strongest of the immune systems is the combo of the vaccine plus natural. But I think we do need to credit, you know, a lot of our natural immunity to this virus becoming weaker and weaker. The idea of herd immunity is a beautiful one, but not very practical when it comes to COVID. We were told we had to get the vaccine to protect individuals who couldn't be vaccinated or protect individuals who would die of COVID. And the herd immunity stems from, you ever heard of little baby cows and you got big cows. And the little babies are in the center of the herd and the big cows are surrounding the little babies. And anything that hits the big cows will hopefully protect the little cows. If the big cows are strong, the little babies are protected. And that's what herd immunity is supposed to be, where if most of the population is vaccinated and doesn't carry polio or measles or mumps or tetanus or whatever, not that you really don't give tetanus to each other, but so, or hepatitis, then individuals that can't vaccinate or individuals who are immunocompromised probably won't get it because they are surrounded by individuals who have strong immunity and are reflecting and blocking the bad bug from being able to circulate. The problem with COVID is we were lied to and we were led to be convinced that if you got the shot, you were fine. Even Biden had said on stage, if you get the shot, you won't get COVID. Now, as a doctor, I'm like, we got to correct that. Okay, you can still get COVID, just like you can still get the flu. But they convinced everybody that if you got, which was wrong, I would rather they've been honest. Right? And the honest statement was, we believe it's going to minimize hospitalization and death, which they started to say later. But because they mandated it and they fired people who said, can you just check my titers to see if I have antibodies? That started to make people doubt even their recommendations. And so now people got the shot. They went against some of their beliefs to get the vaccine because they were going to be kicked out of school, kicked out of their job, kicked out of restaurants, not able to see a Raiders game at Allegiant Stadium. So they got the vaccine, and now they're ticked. So here come the boosters, and they're like, oh, hell no. And it could have been done so much differently. If I was running things, not that I'd ever want to, that looked like hell. But if I was running things, I would say, number one, okay, I would thank both President Biden and President Trump for helping roll get the vaccines made and available. I would make sure the FDA did a very scrutinous review. And then I would have told the public, for those of you that are comfortable with the preliminary safety data that the FDA made, the vaccines are here for you. I even got one. I was hesitant, but I did. And I go, if you want, I'll be a guinea pig. I'll get it first. If nothing happens to me, I'll leave it up to you if you guys want it. But if any of you are happy with the preliminary FDA data, we have Pfizer vaccine. We have Moderna vaccine available for all of you for free. For those of you concerned and want to watch and wait, that's fine too. Keep in mind, the hospitals are full. And we think this is the best thing to help protect you against COVID. We can't say 100%. We don't know how much your natural immunity will be at play. We don't know even how long this vaccine will give you immunity. We're being very honest about not knowing. We don't want to pass a false narrative. And any doctors who are suggesting other options, we're not going to vilify you. We welcome all scientific heads talking. If you want to talk about ivermectin, if you want to talk about hydroxychloroquine, if we want to look at the populations of people taking the hydroxychloroquine and how bad COVID they got, if at all, I am open to all of those studies. We need all scientific minds on deck, and nobody should feel like they are going to be vilified, fired, or punished. So, open discussion. Guys, here's the vaccine if you want it. All yours if you want it. And as we get more data, we're going to give it to you. And please, if there's any side effects, report it to VAERS. We'll also share that data with you, too. Thank you. And that's it. Now, maybe that doesn't sound very presidential or doesn't sound very Fauci, but I think that was honest. So, as the vaccine is becoming less popular, what's the best way to manage COVID? So COVID, we got to be very careful of still. COVID is still killing people. And COVID, even though most of us have been affected somehow, is still getting smarter. And I don't want anybody getting the flu. I don't want anybody getting COVID. But the only thing that's going to really kill COVID is another virus. Another virus has to compete. We still don't even know if the variants are being leaked also. But we keep getting variant after variant after variant of this sucker. And so whether it's the XBB or whether it's the Omicron or the Delta or the Alpha or whatever, you know, these or the BAs, these variants, all they have to do is figure out how to survive. And COVID was able to outcompete flu, which is why we didn't have as many flu cases, 2020, 2021, as we usually do. Flu's making a comeback. I don't want to say we need flu, but if any virus gets smarter than COVID, that'll make COVID less able to take over a person and replicate and then mutate. Can COVID still kill? Absolutely. Is COVID still causing people to have, you know, shortness of breath? Yeah, it is. Now, many of us have immunity, either from the vaccine or natural immunity. And we need to build up that immunity. We need to get stronger. We need to not be locking down. We need to get outside and exercise and get some vitamin D, although protect your skin from melanoma. And, you know, we need to learn how to live with it and fight it and gain our immunity. But, for those who need the vaccine, I'm glad they're there. And talk to your medical provider. I did not get COVID last year because I got the booster. But I felt horrible for a month after the vaccine, which is why I was going to hold off. And then when I got COVID, I'll see if I get it later in the winter or not. I'll let you know. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.